Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Y'all ready for the big show?
I guess so.
Turn on that radio and back it.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
Guess what the day is?
Hump day.
It is Wednesday. We're like halfway through the week.
But here's the real question.
Do any of you people do any actual work?
No, not really.
Why is that?
We're on the radio.
That was beautifully put.
We're on the air.
Radio talk.
It's showtime.
All right, let's kick this thing off. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1,955. It is Wednesday morning, 6:06, Carla.
Everybody's still hobbling around this place, yeah. Man.
Morty, are you getting better? Are you feeling better?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting better.
Is it?
Okay.
I got the shoe on today.
It's got to. I know it. How'd that feel?
It actually felt good.
Okay. Sometimes
it actually fit.
That's good. Sometimes it helps when you do that. Yeah. You know, it's like its own brace kind of thing.
For a lot of people who don't know, Morty had injured himself during quarantine.
Yeah.
Falling off the couch.
Right.
And then just a couple of days ago, re-injured the same foot, same ankle, walking squish. Morty fell off the curb.
Yes.
And re-injured himself. So I don't know what's going on with this crew. You're falling into doors, tripping over mats.
Well,
he's falling over a curb. And
because we're walking too much, I
maybe,
guess.
So
we're trying to move too much, and it's detrimental to our health.
Have to be careful. You have to be careful.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. Rockstockapalooza 2. Details on that in a couple of minutes. But if you want to go shopping, check out the Rockstockapalooza 2 merch in the KKLZ logo store. T-shirts, tanks, they have masks, stuff like that. It really is cool. So
a lot of stuff, too, that just went up there.
It's on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Sunshine today and tomorrow. High 102 today, 106 tomorrow, 75 now. Let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3KKLZ.
Well, there is a new documentary coming. It's about Robin Williams' battle with Lewy body dementia. It's called Robin's Wish. His widow, I actually watched part of this. Susan, she was on the Today Show, and she talked about his fight. She said that they likened it to being chased by, quote, invisible monsters, because nobody knew what was causing his, you know, cognitive and motor issues, you know, until after he died. I mean, they knew, but other people didn't. It's just so sad. It's very, very sad to hear, and I'm sure it'll be a good documentary, but man alive, to somebody like that to have to deal with something like
and
that.
And as funny as everybody thought he was, and truly was.
Oh, absolutely.
And just so quick and moving around and being just nuts.
Yep.
And then to have that other side of him that nobody knew about.
No, it's really sad. And he, you know, sadly, he just didn't want to live with that.
Right.
You know? Man. Listen to this. Thanks to Madea, Tyler Perry is officially a billionaire.
Whoa.
A billionaire. I mean, a little over. He's worth about $1.4 billion. Made almost all of it just in the last 15 years. 2005 is when Diary of a Mad Black Woman came out, and that was the first movie that Madea was in, and that's been like a hugely successful character in all of his movies. Man, a billionaire. Good for you, dude. He's not that old either.
Mm-mm.
He's not that
one
old.
One of the most powerful guys in Hollywood, they say.
Yeah, that's right, and I believe his studios are in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
You know, his studios are in Atlanta, which is very cool. Nominations for this year's CMAs, I mentioned this. If you're a country music fan, maybe you're not, but I'm sure you know who Miranda Lambert is. She got 7 nominations, fine and well, but she now has 55 nominations, which is the most of any female in CMA history. She beat out Reba McEntire, who had 51.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal, boy. And, of course, Garth Brooks said, I don't want any more. I don't need it anymore.
Thank you, Garth.
I'm taking myself out. So,
You know what? Jody wanted to go to this country concert, and Miranda Lambert opened. This is when she really wasn't.
I like her, actually.
And she was the first of 3 acts.
Yeah.
And came out by herself and played. And I'll tell you this.
I'm
not a big fan of country music, but
same
I do
here.
Like her.
Yeah. There are some that I hate saying it because I know I've said I don't like country music, but I like her.
Yeah.
There are some females that I do like. They're a little more country rock.
Right.
You know, not as
so good
whiny
for her.
As those boys are.
I would agree.
Oh, and happy birthday, by golly. Yesterday it was. Barry Gibb. I did not see this. 74 years old. Yes.
No.
Yeah, 74. 74. Yeah, exactly. Yes, I know. How deep is your glove, doctor?
Hey, everybody.
Here's my take for now, brought to you by the Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Carly, yesterday you had mentioned in the things we think you should know how people now are getting away and driving places.
Right.
And in close proximity of where they live, just to get away.
Yep.
Well, I read this story. There's a term now that I never knew. It's called gas station order.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're on a road trip. And you stop for gas, and somebody says, hey, would you go in and get
me this, that, and the other?
Yeah, right. Blah, blah, blah. Number one, and these orders are on TikTok right now. Mm-hmm. TikTok is everything.
Yeah, it was quite a conversation.
So number one, Sprite, Chester's Flamin' Hot Fries, and a crispy, crunchy Reese's bar.
Okay.
That's the number one gas station order.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's so funny. I always try to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll generally get like a bottle of water, like the lemon, a water with lemon in it. And then I like that you're going to laugh at me, but the it's not healthy. The little cheese and crackers, you know, with the little cheese goo on one side and the crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
I do that too.
Yes. And then I'll try to get like if they have a piece of fruit of some kind, I'll try to do that. If not, I'll get like a power bar or something like that.
Right. Now, see, for that reason, that's why I asked you. I'm afraid to ask Morty.
I know.
What his gas station
ahead,
order
Morty,
would be.
Step back.
I get the 2 for $3 Gatorade.
Okay.
And then they have the 3 for $2 hot dogs. And then I get some beef jerky.
There you go.
Okay. Are we stopping there? Is that?
Oh, and a lottery ticket, even though you don't need that. But.
Until the next gas station.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
What is your gas station order? What is it for you? 702-739-9636. You're on a road trip. You pull over, got to gas up. You go in, you buy the snacks.
Yes.
What is your gas order, gas station order, when you're on a road trip?
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's a new term. It's called gas station order. It's all over TikTok right now. When you go on a road trip, what are those things when you stop at a gas station, somebody's gassing you up and you run in, get the snacks. Number one, Sprite, Chester's Flamin' Hot Fries, and a crispy, crunchy Reese's bar. Also in the top five, Diet Coke, Bugles, and Peach Rings.
Bugles.
Bugles?
Yeah. Finger food, literally.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them on your fingers.
Put them on your fingers. That's what made me want to get manicures because they looked really good, you know?
I have to agree with Morty on one level. When I stop, I'll look for, and like you, I'll look for a hot dog.
Right.
And say and just go, all right, this is not 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I gotta make a judgment call here, but a for sure thing that I always buy is Red Vines.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta have some Red Vines.
I love Red Vines, but I don't know what it is. It's interesting how we always buy different stuff at the gas station.
And a lot of people say, you know? Twizzlers, and that battle rages on.
That's a whole different conversation.
Okay, people texting
hurts
in.
My heart. Boy, are these popular. I'll tell you, Kim said Funyuns, Pepsi, and Cherry Olette. What is that? What's a Cherry Olette?
I don't know.
It must be a candy of some sort. I have to look it up.
Funyuns?
Funyuns, Pepsi, Cherry Olette.
Funyuns are like fried
Cherry Olette. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I don't like the Funyuns.
Never got the Funyuns.
But I got a couple of votes on Leanne. Funyuns, Dr. Pepper. If they have it, I'll get a Rocky Road candy bar because gas stations are the only places that I ever see those.
Right.
And that, too. When you're in the middle of nowhere, it's like, oh, my God, they have big hunks? This is
because
great.
They know people are on road trips. And
yes.
The Charleston Chew.
Yes, exactly. Now, Michael says little chocolate-covered Debbie's Donuts. Oh, boy, Oberto pepperoni. and a bottle of Hawaiian Punch. Boy, that'll keep you going in every way, Michael.
You know what? I buy that, I gotta wait.
Yes,
before
exactly.
I pull away.
Yeah. Because I got news, that's the farthest thing from pepperoni that I've ever seen, Michael.
Because even my wife, Jody, would say, are you sure you want to eat that and then pull away from the gas station?
Yeah, I love these things. Well, you've never eaten one before. But no, I know, but they got them here.
I don't know if they love you.
Hello. All right. Oh, my gosh, that's too funny. I also got a Barbara said beef jerky diet Dr. Pepper and water.
Okay.
So liquid, salt. There you go.
Taking your gas station order all over TikTok when you stop on a road trip at a gas station. What do you go in? What do you bring out?
Yeah, yes.
And we're finding out we're all different.
Yeah, and also that we eat a lot of things we wouldn't normally eat. Another one of our listeners said, now, depending on the store, if I can find it, sugar daddy, like the little ones over the bigger ones, the small, you know, travel size, I guess. M&M peanuts and kettle chips. Now, if it's lunchtime, some gas stations back towards Delaware have really great sandwiches and hamburgers. Oh. So it's regional, too, I think. It's regional as well. Now, Tamara said, doesn't anyone get beef jerky anymore? Yes, Tamara, you do. And Mud Buddies. I had to look those up to go with a soda also, she gets. Those are kind of Chex Mix in like a...
Okay, I had something different in my mind.
No. Or Muddy Buddies also known as. Yes.
Or Morty buys the beef jerky.
Yes, we got another one. Barbara said beef jerky, diet Dr. Pepper, and a water. Okay. So there you go.
But stay away from the spicy or the teriyaki because...
Yeah.
Unless you're driving by yourself.
Yeah. Unless there are places to stop in between. Yes,
then you go all out. But otherwise, you're on your own. All right. Rockstockapalooza 2 this weekend. Commercial free Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. This guy will be back. It's Billy Joel.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, it's going to be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. It's back for Labor Day weekend. Rockstockapalooza 2. Got details on that coming up here in a couple of minutes. By the way, and we've talked about this before in the KKLZ logo store, they have Rockstockapalooza 2 merch. They have the t-shirts, tanks, the masks. And by the way, for those people that tune in for Carla's Facebook Live before every show, there's they have everything in this store
they
now.
They do. Hashtag Carla's Boobs. They do.
The mask.
I have to say that I've had six people already say, oh, my God, I just bought that mask. I said, you know the people are going to say, what the heck is that?
Right.
And one of them said, they don't need to know. I said, okay, all right.
And one step further, every time we're on the air and something comes up and we're shocked.
Yes.
There's a mask for that.
There is a mask for that. There's our logo masks, of course, KKLZ, our actual logo. And there's, like you say, Rockstockapalooza.
So masks. Just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Check it all out in the KKLZ logo store. Sunshine today, high 102 today, 106 tomorrow afternoon. They say warming up again to about 109 by the weekend. And then after that, fall is here.
Yes, fall is here. It'll get down to a nice 105.
If we survive.
Oh, my God.
I know we're on the downside now, though. I know we're on the
downside.
Nice
out right now.
So it is.
75.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, by golly, if you're looking for a new phone, Samsung, they're going to take pre-orders today for their new $2,000 foldable smartphone. It's cool, but it's $2,000.
Morty already ordered it.
No. I know.
You got three or four.
No.
It's
the line at some things.
At the gas station.
That's not coming in there. That's not going to be there in your next bag of crap.
Not an Android
person. I know. I don't get it. I had one for a day that I was borrowing. I was like, I don't know how to answer the phone.
And anything that folds will break.
Yeah. It is cool, I'll tell you. But it's called the Z Fold 2. It will be available starting September 18th. It has a 6.2-inch screen, reinforced hinges and a refresh rate that's supposed to be really nice for swiping and all that. But I'm
all over that.
I got news. The old foldable phones, I think, and those were, you know, people still have them, man. Yeah. You could drop them, you could throw them, you could do anything
with
them.
The flip phone.
Yes, the old flips. And I just don't, no. And there are rumors that Apple is going to do one, but I don't know. I don't know if Steve Jobs would have liked that, but okay. God rest his soul. Speaking of which, the era of phone calls, they say it's just about over.
What?
Yep. According to a new survey, the overwhelming majority of people would rather have you text them than call them. Now, the exception, people over 55, but still, close to 40% of those people would still prefer a text.
I agree.
So, yeah. I find myself, when I really want to talk to someone, I'll call them. I mean, you know, my girlfriends and all that, we'll chat. But yeah. I will text people, too, now. And it's like, hey, are you, you know, we'll talk. And then it's like, you know what, I'm just going to call you if I want to talk to them. But it's just easier now.
When I see someone call me, I just like, why don't you just text me?
Yes, right.
And then I answer the phone.
Or did someone die? Yeah. What happened? What's going on? Because you don't text that. I think that's the thing, you don't text, right?
Really? That's where we draw the line.
You can't text death.
If somebody dies in the family, you have to call.
But Morty, people break up via text all the time, which is wrong.
Yeah. It's not you, it's me.
Yes, it's me.
And then poopy emoji.
Let's leave it at that. Yes. And scientists have found a direct connection between the amount of money people give away and how long they live. They say generous people build better social connections by friends, and it makes them healthier, happier, and more likely to live longer. The thing is that most, it's shown that like when you give, it makes you feel good as well if you're helping somebody else out. Yes, well, no, but this means helping your family, your children, things like that as well. So maybe you're going to rebound at some point.
If you want to live longer, I'm available to be given.
Donate to Morty.
Donate to Morty.
That's right.
He'll help you.
It's Wednesday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, you had mentioned in things we think you should know, the phone call now, the old-fashioned phone call.
Yeah.
It's almost done. Extinct.
Almost obsolete. Yes.
But off the air, we were talking, at what point do you dial somebody up?
Mm-hmm.
Is it death?
Yeah.
You can't text somebody.
No, not if it's, you know, somebody close to you, a family member, or, you know.
That's one text you can't. I mean, I would hate to think that I would go, hey, Carla, by the way, so-and-so passed away. Talk soon.
We have a mutual friend, too, that I'll get. Jeez, I would, you know, get pictures of. It's like, well, we don't think he's going to make it. And the picture in the hospital hooked up to all that. It's like, you don't text that. No.
What's that one text that you got that you thought, really, seriously, you're texting
you
me this?
You texted me this?
You should have called me.
Yeah.
702-739-9636. Text or call.
Right.
You know what? No, don't text. Call.
Yes, call us. Yes, you know, we're going old-fashioned. Yes, pick up the what?
I will be honest, though. Those old family pictures that I was showing you the other day, that all stemmed from a conversation on texting. My sister Barb goes, our cousin Tim died.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Tim who?
Oh, see, well, then there's that.
And we were all trying to figure out what family he belonged to.
Oh, no. Okay,
but there's
really
a big thread of text going back and forth trying to figure out who Tim is.
Tim? I don't know who that was. Was this an adopted member of the family?
I don't know.
Nobody knows still, huh?
Don't know, Tim.
Wow. Okay, well, that can be texted then.
I feel bad.
Okay, thanks. Who's Tim? I don't know who Timmy is. I have no idea.
On the other side
Tim,
of the
Timmy,
family,
Timmy.
I think.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, I don't know. What is not texted anymore?
Right.
Maybe you got that text.
I mean, people, like you said, people are breaking up over a text. You get a text, hey, I'm dumping you.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Have a great day.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We are getting ready for Rockstockapalooza 2, Labor Day weekend, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Commercial free. Going to be the greatest concert event ever. For your ears only, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 737. Talking about the extinction of the phone call.
Yes.
The old-fashioned phone call.
Yep.
But if you're texting, there are some things you have to call. And I started making a list, like death. We decided death.
Well, yeah, death, I think, is
you gotta
somebody
call.
Died. Somebody in the family.
Really?
Somebody close in the family.
So my mom shouldn't have just left the voice on my answering machine back in the day that my grandmother passed away when I lived out of state.
Oh.
Of course, then there's that. Then there's messaging, too. When answering machines, I think we used to listen to voicemail, nobody listens to. You could have never found out about that.
No, I'd be going to visit her this Christmas.
Yes.
I wonder where she's hiding.
What do you mean grandma passed away? Now, one of our listeners, Tamara, said, I personally don't think you should cancel a date via text.
Oh.
You should call the person and say, hey, can't make it tonight. She said, I was seeing a guy for a little while, and we're still seeing each other, but I'm still ticked that he canceled a date that same day via text.
Wow.
So, he'll never live that down, will he, Tamara?
Nope.
Another one of our listeners said, I also think that good news should be shared via phone call. It's usually something you're excited about.
Let me add that to my list.
And you want to share it. You don't just... Yeah. You can't get the emotion.
Right.
You know,
you
in
want
a
to feel
text.
It. You want to hear it.
Congratulations! Exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah.
Or just those people who don't punctuate. Congratulations.
Or type in all caps.
Yes. Well, yes.
Congrats.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute.
Congratulations.
Yeah, hold on. Somebody else said, I love this, bringing up serious subjects. Like, are you drinking too much?
Mm-hmm.
Where did this bill come from?
Oh.
Are you cheating? Things like that should not be addressed via text.
Oh, I think those are the things you need to text.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Because people
I found this receipt.
People are afraid of confrontation.
Well, yes, they
people are.
Yeah. And that's exactly what texting has made, you know, just so easy to avoid.
That way I don't have to talk to this person.
Yeah.
I'll just text and turn the phone off.
I have friends who are like, well, did you talk to your boss about that? There's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I texted him. You texted your boss about a problem?
Right.
Well, okay, that's grown up.
See, also on my list, termination, breaking up.
Yeah.
Moving.
Right.
Why would you text anybody, hey, by the way, I'm moving.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, stuff like that.
Depends.
Here's my new address.
Well, you know. I mean, unless it's somebody you know, which maybe you already know about it.
Right.
But, you know.
Just in case.
Interesting.
Okay.
And everybody texted in, by the way.
Yes, I noticed. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
Oh, it's going to be the greatest concert event ever for your ears only. Rockstockapalooza 2. In fact, if you go on the KKLZ logo store right now, check out Rockstockapalooza 2 t-shirts, tanks, coffee mugs, masks. There's a whole new line of KKLZ wardrobe in the logo store. And especially looking forward to this weekend, the Labor Day weekend, where we wrap up summer with Rockstockapalooza 2. Got details on that coming up here in a couple of minutes. 8:10, Mike and Carla Morning Show. High 102. Tomorrow, sunshine, 106 the high. Maybe warmer over the Labor Day weekend, 75 still. And I had to mention this because we didn't do the story yesterday, although we alluded to it. The snake.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Joey just freaked out. I said, here's what happened. A woman. Briefly, this woman, a snake crawled in her mouth.
No, in her nose.
No.
It was in her nose.
In her nose?
No.
Yes.
No, I just like, no, that, like,
yes.
That's ridiculous.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. No, in her mouth, but down her throat.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
Not a snake, people. A 4-foot snake.
And they have video of the doctors taking it out.
And you had said, well, geez, what happened? Why would you sleep outside? A lot of people sleep outside. She fell asleep on her lawn and boom, crawled up.
Because everybody does that.
How many people? My God, I know people, especially now, who are like camping in their backyard, you know, with the kids and things like that. But this was in Russia. Let's keep that in mind. And these snakes are not so uncommon there.
Okay. So
yeah. Yeah, into her mouth, down her throat, yeah. And they did remove it.
And she's fine.
I guess she's fine. And they do. They have warned people in Russia, don't sleep outside because of that.
Okay.
But she you know, sat on her lawn, relaxing, fell asleep on her lawn. There you go. She wasn't even camping with the kids.
That was the story we couldn't talk about because it was too close. I have another snake story, too.
Yeah,
so.
I see. There's lots of snake stories.
All of
Jeez.
A All right. Here's Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
That kind of scared me when you said upper nose. I was
well,
like
it matters. Nose, mouth, it's still going to get down your throat either way.
Go
it's still
going to
make
the same
it.
Thing.
Yeah, you know, when you sniff, oh, there it went. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, is that a booger? No, it's a snake.
Yeah, okay. Right? Oh, enjoy your oatmeal. The Kansas City Chiefs got their Super Bowl rings during a socially distanced ceremony at Arrowhead Stadium yesterday, and then Patrick Mahomes put a ring on his girlfriend's finger. Aww. It's the biggest rock I have ever seen. It's huge. So, yes, they are officially engaged now.
Didn't he sign, like, the biggest deal ever?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe
good for him,
so.
Though.
Yeah.
Well-deserved.
Yeah. Good for her.
And yeah.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, you know, she's a personal trainer.
Oh.
And so, yeah, she is. Okay. Yeah, so maybe she whipped him into shape. Who knows? Maybe she did. Jamie Foxx, what a perfect name for a show. Jamie Foxx, starring in a sitcom. It's based on his real-life relationship with his daughter. The title, Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. That's the name of the show.
I like
Perfect
that.
Perfect title.
His daughter's really, like, witty, though, and she's quick. She was on the Shazam game with her?
Yeah.
With her?
Oh.
I don't know if she's going to be in it, but it's based on that. Hopefully they'll keep her.
How many people
true,
can relate to that?
You know, yeah, I know. Dad, stop embarrassing me. What?
I'm just walking by you.
I know. I just dropped you off. What?
Don't walk
so
close.
You to school. Don't get close to the school.
Can I put my arm around
you? Yeah,
no.
Don't. Jeez. And Snoop,
I can so relate to this because I had two dogs. I still have two dogs.
Yes. Oh God! Don't drop. Don't come to the school. Drop me off over here. Don't drop me off at the school or at
Did
the
you
mall.
Just fart,
Get out
Dad?
Of the car.
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
That's
why
funny.
I don't like to have my
I can't
over.
Wait for that show. That should be a lot of fun.
Snoop Dogg finally seems like this should have happened earlier on. Getting his own gin. It's called. Indoggo, I believe it is. I-N-D-O-G-G-O.
Indoggo.
Yes,
Indoggo. Oh.
Because it's D-O-double-G. Billed as, quote, the ultimate remix, excuse me, of 7 premium botanicals.
As I cough.
Snake
infused with, yes, all natural strawberry flavor.
Uh-huh.
Now, he did the song Gin and Juice years ago, I think like mid-90s.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I would think this would have happened before, but I guess not. And I'll bet it's good gin. I'll bet it's really good gin. It sounds good.
I'm just intrigued on anything that Snoop Dogg does.
He's so amazing.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
Oh, my God. I love him.
He's totally amazing.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. No, he'll be the next billionaire. He will.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
Well, he and Martha Stewart have... what did they just release? Did they just do a cookbook, I think, together after that? Doing that show? He's got his whole line of cannabis products. You kidding me? I would marry you in a heartbeat, but he's married in a heartbeat, Snoop, at this point. You got insurance?
And he's a family
man. I'm in. Yeah, he
That's
is.
Great.
He is. That is my take for now. Brought to you by the Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
I told you I had another snake story.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Guy in Australia shocked.
Shocked.
After two massive pythons crashed through his ceiling.
Oh,
landed on his dining room
Come
table.
On, really?
Now, luckily, he wasn't home when it happened, but he walks in, finds these 2 8-foot long snakes. They weighed 50 pounds each, just slithering around like Indiana Jones.
I hate snakes! I hate them!
There you go. There you go.
Now you got to make a call to the animal control.
No, I wouldn't. No, you know what? Insurance fraud is happening. The house is burning down.
Yeah, that's
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I walk in and there's a snake. Accidental fire happened. I'm walking out.
You couldn't live in the house anymore?
No. Snakes, no. No, not
they're
at all.
They're out. They're gone. They're
they
done.
Leave, yeah, I don't think they leave much behind or anything. No. But, you know, no, but I don't know.
Just let them out into the, you know.
Listen,
the
and
wild.
In Australia, that's. From what I understand, that's the least of your problems in Australia.
8-foot python.
Oh, my God.
On the apparently dining room
have,
table.
Yeah, apparently they have like 10-foot flying snakes, too. Jeez.
That's right. We had talked about that a while ago.
Oh, man. The things fly there and chase you and land on you and scream
that's,
at you.
That, Carla, that's where I draw the line.
Yes.
Now, if it's a flying python, then I sell the house.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
We don't live in Australia.
No, we live in the desert where there's other stuff crawling around.
They weigh, well, a little less than Squish, so.
Okay.
Each one, so. And
Squish weighs about 70 pounds. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
All right. Ugh. Are you smarter than Mike and Carla?
Probably.
Okay. Yes. Zoo of Las Vegas. We love those people. They've given us these Chromebooks to give away, along with an M&C backpack filled with school supplies. If you have a kid in school right now that needs some help, Chromebook, backpack, school supplies, ninth caller, do it. 702-739-9636. We'll explain the game before we hit the air. And if you win, you got the Chromebook, the backpack, and school supplies. 702-739-9636. Carla, we have Candy on the phone. Candy has grandkids that needs a Chromebook, backpack, and school supplies for school. Candy, we've already explained the game to you. 3 out of 3. We're going to find out if you're smarter than Mike and Carla. Here we go. Question number one.
What state was the last state to make the legal drinking age 21? Right. Was it Wisconsin, Rhode Island, or Vermont?
Now, think about this. You'd think Wisconsin, because they drink a lot of beer.
Yeah.
They would have done it
quick. Well, I think it's Vermont.
Vermont?
I'm going to go with Vermont. Yeah, because I'm thinking they're still drinking at like 18 in Wisconsin. I don't know.
What about you, Candy?
Is it Wisconsin, Rhode Island, or Vermont?
Wisconsin.
Correct.
Okay.
Wow.
See, I thought they were still. I thought you still drove over that state line to go into Wisconsin to drink
serious?
An 18.
I thought it was Rhode Island because yeah. there's nothing cool in
Wow.
Yeah, no, there isn't. Well, maybe that's why they
All
been.
Right. All right. Here we go. Number two.
What is the loudest animal on Earth? Is it an elephant, a sperm whale, or a chihuahua?
Chihuahua. It's got to be a chihuahua. It's got to be a chihuahua.
Candy,
sorry,
what do you think?
Doesn't mean I'm helping.
It's his loudest, not jerk.
I would say a sperm whale.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah, right on.
See, I thought the elephant.
Wow, I know. Yeah, apparently right. Sperm whales are really, really loud.
Clearly.
Yeah,
right.
Loud on Earth.
Number three.
All right. What city did Starbucks open its first store in 1971?
Oh, boy.
Is it San Francisco, Seattle, or South Bend?
Seattle.
Well, you know, I got to agree
yeah,
with that one.
Obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there you go.
Good job, Candy.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Thank you so much.
Truly smarter than Mike and Carla.
Candy.
So you have the Chromebook from Subaru of Las Vegas, the Mike and Carla backpack, and it's filled with school supplies. So congratulations. Thanks a lot for playing. And by the way, for everybody else, check out our website for a second chance to win. We'll play the game tomorrow morning at about 8:40 on 96.3 KKLZ. By the way, we were so amazed at that answer that the sperm whale is the loudest. Carl actually looked it up to make sure that was the correct answer.
Yeah, it is. It is a correct answer. But somebody wrote in and said, yeah, you know, it's pretty incredible. The sperm whale is actually louder than a jet engine plane at takeoff.
Uh-huh.
It comes in at 188 decibels. If it's set off, its full noise could vibrate a human to death, literally.
To death?
To death. I can't.
So if you're standing next to a sperm whale and the sperm whale says, you know what?
I am ticked.
I'm letting it go.
Yeah, yeah.
You just.
You would vibrate to death.
Wow.
Though not a bad way to go. I don't know that would be a horrible way to go. She vibrated to death. That was.
In the
wow,
water.
Really? Yes. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
You know, at your eulogy, we'd say, well, Carla died doing what she loved
she
to
loved
do.
She loved to do. That's right.
She was
swim with sperm whales.
Nicely done.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today. 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, when I saw this story, Carla, I thought of you. 18-year-old kid, Virginia, went in to go get a tattoo. Didn't turn out like he thought it was going to turn out. Here he is talking about it.
So y'all think y'all having a bad day? I just went and got this tattoo for $200 and went to realize the dude put it on backwards. So now I can only read it through a mirror and people can't see it.
That's it.
What? What's he, a lefty reading like?
The tat, his entire forearm tatted with Dream Chaser.
Okay.
You know what? Wow. Though, reversed is better than no regrets.
Yes. Well, I guess so.
Really?
Yeah, I guess so. Jeez. So now, wow. Really?
Yeah. I'm just worried. Sometimes I know.
I have to write that out. Yeah. So looking at it forward, it says Resak Mierd.
Just tell him you're a Star Trek fan.
Resak Mierd. Yeah. Okay.
Star Trek fan.
Yeah. Means live long and prosper.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. All righty.
Guy in Pennsylvania applied for a job at a pizza place last week, then stole the tip jar. He stole the tip jar and then ran off.
Okay.
But the cop showed up, and, well, the pizza place guy said, here's his app. Here's all his information.
Here you go. Here's where he lives. There's his credit history. Here's everything else he needed to know.
You know, grabbed a piece of pie and then got in the car and went over to the guy's house, and there he was.
His fifth grade teacher, by the way, right there. Wow. Okay. Well, Dante recently led the Davenport, Iowa police on a high-speed chase. So I just love the progression. The officer stopped the guy. He's 36 years old. There was a problem with his license plate. So Dante took off. There's a chase going on, 90 miles an hour. But then Dante's front wheel broke off.
Oh, boy.
So he got out of the car and started running. Then he tripped over a sprinkler. Boom, went right down. So they got him. No problem. Not a problem.
That'll trip you up, a sprinkler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Out
totally.
Of nowhere.
Blew a tire and a foot.
Yes, I know. Poor guy. What a bad day for that robber. And a woman in Thailand, you don't do this. She's in trouble. She grabbed a tiger's privates while taking a selfie.
What?
Yeah. The Tiger Kingdom Zoo, they kind of sedate the tigers so visitors can get pictures with them. So she went right next and said, go. And then she just went and grabbed the tiger's parts. She went and grabbed the parts while she was smiling for a picture. She got in trouble. She got in trouble. She can't. You cannot do that at the zoo.
You can't do that to anything.
Well, no, but especially a tiger. I don't think I'd tug at those even with a sedated tiger. I just don't. I'm trying to imagine the tiger standing there going,
wow.
I thought he was a tiger was sedated and, you know, did, oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm take sorry. Another one.
I was just trying to get a selfie. You go back to sleep. Did that hurt? It hurt. Okay, I'm sorry. You go back to sleep. Take another Benadryl. Not a problem. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note as you move forward. Well, guy in New Jersey, his name's Brian Schwartz. He was the vice president at an ad agency. He got laid off in June, and it is stressful. And what do you do to stay busy? He's looking for a new job, but he wants to do that. He just wants to keep busy. So he started mowing lawns for senior citizens for free. Here they are.
It just feels good. It feels right. I'm just, you know, following my heart.
My wife called up. She said, you're getting too old to do that. Can't afford to have a come around every couple of weeks.
It's been a really tough stretch the last few months for all of us.
Can I pay you for the gas you used?
Nope. Right now I have a link on the website. I want to mowyourlawn.com for gas money donations. It's stressful and just wanted to put some good out there.
That is so cool. And sometimes that's all it is. You just need to keep busy, get your mind off of other things. That's what he's doing and helping other people out as well. If you're
that's
in the
awesome.
Area, yeah. Why not? That's very cool. Really smart.
See, that's something I think I would do.
Yeah, right? Keep busy.
Get up early in the morning.
Stay in shape.
Hey, yeah. For $5, I'll mow your lawn. Yeah, it's a donation for gas money. And stuff that's like right. That. So, cool. If you don't mind.
I love that.
Aren't you? Yes, I know. I am.
Yes, I am.
I'm just mowing your lawn.
On Madison
that's
Avenue.
It. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, a local feel-good story.
Yes.
Yeah, call us up, 702-739-9636. Any weekday morning, 9:37, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush, going to keep you company throughout the day. Recapping the show, what's your gas station order?
Yeah.
You know, when you're on a road trip, a lot of people, you had mentioned this yesterday, a lot of people taking road trips now.
Right.
So when you stop for gas, you run into the convenience store.
Yeah, got to get your Funyuns and beef jerky, apparently.
For me, it's the Red Vines.
Yes.
Got to have a bucket of those. What you shouldn't text.
Right.
They say the talking on the phone, it's becoming your stink now. Nobody wants to do it.
No.
But there are some things you just shouldn't text.
No.
So we talked about that.
Death.
And no snakes canceling. And tattoos. Oh, my God. You just got to be careful, people. Snakes are everywhere. And when you get a tattoo, make sure he's not looking at your arm upside down.
But what a great business, snakes and tattoos. Not bad.
A band that's going to be at Rockstalkapalooza, too.
Snakes and tattoos.
Bring them on. Let's go. Rock and roll, you pukes. All right. Listen, we had a great morning. Thank you so much for texting in, for calling in. You have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.